And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Ayanna Matthews has traveled extensively around the world and has knowledge of 8 languages. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, she tells friend Kiplin Primus about the significance of travel and the unorthodox way she began to learn Spanish.
I've lived outside this country twice because my parents never said, oh God, you know, why you want to go all the way over there? It's always been a constant push of improvement, and I really appreciate that.
So they were instrumental in exposing you to the things that make the world work.
Absolutely. Actually, my introduction to language came from my dad because he worked with a lot of Latinos and he spoke a little bit of Spanish. He used to always tell me, if you ever want to speak to the heart of someone, if you ever want to really connect with somebody, you have to do so in their mother tongue. And so that's what really encouraged me to want to communicate to people in their language. It has been everything for me because I want to talk to people.
So when you were immersing yourself in Spanish on the MARTA trains.
That's how I got started. My program consisted of me riding the MARTA train between Five Points and Lindbergh. Okay. As we know, that's where a lot of Latinos live in that area, even present day. And so I just would literally go up to somebody. If you had the slightest hint of looking like you were from around Central or South America, I used that 15 minutes as an opportunity to practice the very limited vocabulary that I had. And it was amazing how well I was received. One constant reaction that I do remember, there was always a smile. There was always the, even though everyone understood what I'm saying, but that one person would say, she's speaking in Spanish. And they're like, yes, I heard her.
Like, can you believe she's speaking Spanish to us?
Exactly. They were always had that feeling of somebody cares enough about me to come and talk to me in my language. And I've been in that situation where you don't speak the language. You know, it's refreshing when someone comes up to you and they generally want to have a conversation with you, you know, no matter how brief it is.
So with you, when you are out of the country, when you're on your travels, what do you learn about yourself? What do you get to know about yourself that you might not have known?
It's taught me that the skills that I've brought back in learning how certain groups of people interact with each other and what they expect has been tremendous. Just being able to understand, okay, this may be where this person is coming from, and empathize with them as a human being. And I really wish that companies require their employees to travel more. That's what I've learned. If people were to travel more, they probably would be more, this thing that we talk about, tolerance, because this is America. I mean, we have everybody living here, and I'm so proud of Atlanta for the fact that any nationality I want to touch on, I can find somebody here. And so till you make the trip overseas, you can start right here.
That was Ayanna Matthews speaking with friend Kiplin Primus. This was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps.